Now, can I just say one other thing on true crime, which is that I'm fascinated by these true crime and these true crime documentaries, and I think both Serial and Making a Murderer, I think they owe their origin to the modern kind of progenitors of really good true crime, certainly true crime cinema. It's a great film called Capturing the Freedmans that, you know, again, that's a true crime case involving a school teacher accused of being a paedophile. It's not easy watching, but it's fascinating, and it's got that brilliant Serial element of looking at the evidence, it's really hard to say whether he's guilty or innocent. There's also the brilliant documentary The Thin Blue Line by Errol Morris. The Thin Blue Line is on Netflix, if anyone wants to watch it.
And it's also a terrible though.
This is also a Terry and Rowan Atkinson sitcom, and it is a really good Errol Morris documentary. That's more like Making a Murderer in that it sets out to prove that a man who's in prison for a crime didn't do it. Those are, and I think they're the kind of modern. They were like big in the indie documentary scene when they came out quite a few years ago now. And I think that's momentum that's been building amongst true crime in the independent. Documentary scene, and has now broken the mainstream. And you know, it's always nice when something you're interested in becomes popular,
even if it is morally questionable on several levels.
Yes, even if it is morally complicated. It is morally complicated. I enjoy, I like dealing with a good moral quandary.